breakfast. Dom sighed. I've had about 20 lectures about it from Hirschhagen in the last few days. Kajar stopped dead. What's that thing? She cried, pointing to the basin. Dom lifted the damp creature out by the scruff of its neck. It's a swamp ig. I call him Ig. He blinked nervously. I think I found him in the marshes yesterday. Things seem a little confused. She looked at him, and Dom saw the concern in her eyes. It's all right, he mumbled. It's just the excitement. I guess so, Kajar said, and looked down at Ig. Anyway, he's so ugly. Excuse me, madam, sir, but he is an it, boomed the robot. Hermaphrodite, oviparous, semi-poikothemic. I have been supplied with a complete program on Widdershin's life form, sir. Chief, right on. Well, don't blame me if you catch a Zoonos, said Kajar, and flounced out of the dome. Dom looked at Isaac. Zoonos? Disease communicable to humans, no chance, Buster. Isaac strode up to Dom and held out the box. The boy dropped his pet, who began to sniff at the robot's foot, and opened it. It's the Certificate of Warranty, Workshop Manual, and Deed of Property, said Isaac. Dom looked at them blankly. Do you mean I have to own you? Body and hypothetical supernatural appendage, boss, said the robot hurriedly, stepping backwards when Dom held the box towards him. Oh, no, Chief. You've got to. I don't approve of self-ownership. Chell, that's what most humans fought for 3,000 years. But we robots know exactly why we were created, boss. No striving to find the innermost secrets of our creation. No problem. Don't you want to be free? What? And have God blame the universe on me? Shouldn't you go down to the main dome now? Dom whistled, and Ig scrambled up and went to sleep around his neck. He glared up at the robot and strode out of the dome. Tradition decreed the working breakfast be taken alone by the chairman on the day of his investiture. As he walked along the deserted corridors, Dom had the comfortably familiar feeling he was being watched. Old Corridor had the place seeded with pinheads and robot insects. It was dome gossip that he even ran security checks on himself. The main dome was half-clear plastic, facing out across the orchards, the lagoon, and marshes, and finally, a thin line on the horizon, the Joker's Tower, with a wisp of white cloud streaming from its tip like a banner. Dom stared at it for a few seconds, trying to hold an elusive memory. A pile of presents. He was, after all, half a whole Widdershin's year old, were heaped around a long table. Two robots in waiting stood on either side of the single place-setting. Dom had planned the meal time and again. In the end, he had chosen the menu that had been eaten by every chairman of Widdershins. It was a famous meal. According to the Newer Testament, it was the same meal that Sadim himself ate when he became Lord of Earth. A quarter loaf of brown bread, a strip of salt-dried fish, an apple, and a glass of water. There were some slight differences. The flour for Dom's loaf had been freighted in from Third Eye. The fish was truly Widdershin, but the salt had been mined on Terra Novae. The apple was from the Earth's Avalon, the water melted from a particle of comet. In all, the meal cost about 2,000 standards. Some kinds of simplicity cost more than others. Corridor, a true-born Terra Novaean, which meant food concentrates, watched Dom eat with a slight feeling of nausea. The camera was in a metal mosquito, high in the dome. He thumbed a switch, and the screen faded in a view from a mechanical shrew in the branches of a tree on the edge of the west lawn. Most of the guests had already arrived and were mingled around the long buffet table. At least half of them were Phnobes, many of them from the Baruku colonies around Tau City. Corridor recognised the diplomats. They were tall, dark alpha males carrying sunshades. The less exalted, who were more acclimatised to the light, stood in small, silent groups around the lawn. Corridor switched from pinhead to pinhead until he located Hirschhagen, reading a memory cube in the shade of a balloon tree. The Stoics, probably. Behind Corridor, the darkness of the big security room glowed here and there as the other security officers watched. Only Corridor knew that under the horticultural dome by the north lawn was another, smaller security room, checking on this one. And occasionally, he switched to his own private circuit and watched the officers there. And hidden by him in a place the exact location of which he had scrubbed from his mind,